Chapter 14. A New Beginning. In the cabin of the We're Here, the two fathers sat drinking strong coffee. They looked at one another with serious expressions. "I hope Harvey's dad doesn't offer me money," Disco thought to himself. He was a proud man. Mr. Cheney was thinking, "Money can't pay my debt to Disco. He saved my son's life. Disco is a special person, and Harvey learned a lot from him. He's now a responsible young man, instead of the arrogant boy he was in the past." Then Mr. Cheney had an idea. "What are you planning for Dan's future?" he asked Disco. "Dan will be a seaman, just like me," Disco answered. "And one day, the We're Here will be his. I'm not a man for railways like you, Mr. Cheney. Salt water is good enough for us." "I can give him lots of salt water, and he can work to become the captain of a big ship," Mr. Cheney said. "Oh," said Disco, surprised. "But you're a railway king. Harvey told me that, but I didn't believe him." "Well, we all make mistakes," said Mr. Cheney, drinking the good, strong coffee. "But I also own a fleet of tea ships. They go from San Francisco to Yokohama, Japan. I've got 6 strong ships made of iron. Each one weighs about 1,700 tons. They're very safe." "Well," Disco exclaimed, "Harvey didn't tell me that." "He didn't know," Mr. Cheney said with a smile. "I only bought them this summer. It's the Blue M Shipping Company. Morgan and McQuaid owned them." "That's incredible," Disco exclaimed. "I know that company. My friend, Phil Earhart, went to work for them 6 years ago. He worked in the San Jose. They're well-made ships, he says." "Earhart is the captain of the San Jose now," Mr. Cheney said. "Will you lend me Dan for a couple of years? Can you trust Earhart to teach him?" "It's a risk taking such a young boy," Disco said, hesitating. "You did more than that for me," Mr. Cheney answered. "I promise you, I'll take care of your boy, just like you took care of mine. I'll make him work hard, too, to earn his money and promotions, just like you did with Harvey. And you won't be separated from Dan," he continued. "Whenever you want to see him, I'll arrange the journey for you and Mrs. Troop. It won't cost you anything." Disco thought about it, and then he agreed. "Dan will be very excited," he said to Mr. Cheney. "This is a great opportunity for him." "Good," said Mr. Cheney. "After the winter, I'll make arrangements. Dan will come to the West Coast and start work. Harvey will be excited too. He and Dan are good friends now. He told me that." Harvey was very happy with the news. He wanted to work on the sea too. He wasn't interested in the railways. "I'll still work with Dan after I finish my studies," he said to himself, "so my adventure isn't over." In the following days, he spent a lot of time with his father. They were more like friends now. "Dad, did you make many mistakes in your youth?" Harvey asked his father during one of their walks in the town. "Of course I did," Mr. Cheney answered. "I made money and then I lost it. My story is the story of the New West of the United States. I was an orphan and I'm a self-made man. I worked with my hands, I rode on horseback, I walked hundreds of miles on foot, and I became a boss. Then I lost everything and started again. I moved from state to state and took any job I could get. I worked with cattle, mines, and other things too, and I learned all the time. That's the secret. Never give up and never stop learning."